The three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
Choo choo.
It's going pretty good.
So we had a. It's like every week the adventure of Russ. How to get Russ to the invite? Am I right?
It's an adventure for me getting on here. Yes, it is. Yeah.
I don't think NASA had this much trouble getting the man on the moon. Right?
No, it's like every week. Houston, we have a problem. I mean, I'm not computer. In fact, I finally got smart and wrote all the instructions down how to start it. I got to start. I was the first one here. I was ready to go. Which is because usually you guys are waiting for me to send you the invite, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I was ready.
My problem is finding the invite. I never know where to find it.
Well, where do you find it?
Last week it was an email. So I went to my email and it was like I had a new message. So I found it. This time it was in some little chat box thing I'd never seen before. And I was like, oh, okay, there it is.
The old chat box thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't use Google. So I'm not a. You know, if it was Yahoo or something like that, I'd be all over it. But I don't use Google, so.
Okay, yeah. next time I'm going to send an owl to you, okay? You watch Harry Potter? You like Harry Potter? I'm going to send an owl. It'll have it.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah.
What about Game of Thrones? Can we just send is it a raven? Is that what they send?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
We'll just send you a raven, Russ. That's how they get the news.
Or an arrow.
I've been watching. Been watching Narco on Netflix. And at one point, he used pigeons to get his messages out to avoid stuff. If you haven't seen Narco, you got to watch it.
Okay,
it's excellent. You have to read. It's mostly in Spanish. It's Spanish speaking actors, so you have to read the captions a lot. There's Americans. Okay. There's English. It's like half and half. But about half, you're not even paying attention. You're just like reading it and enjoying it and. Yeah. Stuff like that. So anyway, so an error has occurred. Do we have anyone in chat? Because I'm not getting anything.
Ed is here.
How's it going, Ed?
Because they're sending a tweet out. So
let's just get right to it. I was waiting for Tucker to show up to have her ask Matt. But Luck is out 2 to 6 weeks. A lacerated kidney. How do you feel about that, Matt? You got Hasselback.
Bad luck.
What's with all the kidney injuries all of a sudden?
Steroids.
Well, I think because you can't hit anyone in the head anymore, you can't hit anyone in the knees anymore, you can't hit anyone in the legs anymore, so the only thing exposed is kidneys. I don't know. That's about like
the fourth person that's had a lacerated kidney injury.
Now, did Luck get? Was it the play where he's going for the end zone? He gets tackled about the 4 yard line, and he gets tackled by one guy and then gets hit from the other guy.
No, actually, it was when he was going for one of those first downs. There was a couple times in the game where he was running for a first down, and it's unfortunate that he's out. But we do have Hasselback, who seems to be the best backup quarterback in the league right now. So I feel like if we can get to the playoffs, if he can get
playoffs.
Better. Yeah, playoffs.
Talk about playoffs.
You realize you're talking to Kansas City fan, San Diego, and a Miami fan. We don't know what playoffs are like.
Yeah.
Well, this year it feels like the Colts are like the San Diego Chargers of old. Like, will they get there with an 8-8? I don't know.
Yeah, this is the first time I can remember where there wasn't at least hope this part of the season. It's like, okay, we're four and eight, we're five and whatever it is. But you know, if we win out, we got a chance. I just have to root for this team to lose, and it always comes down to like the last two games. But this time, no, we're done. But yeah. I was just like. But there was a report coming out that some people thought that Luck, they lied on the injury report.
Yes, that's right.
There's no way he was playing with a lacerated kidney before. I mean, he might have stayed in the game.
Right.
Because it wasn't that severe to be, I mean, 2 to 6 weeks is bad.
And when you're in the game, you have a lot of adrenaline, that's keeping you in the game at that point. All of the all of the focus has been on concussions. They're right. not checking people over all the time necessarily as far as like, oh, do you have a lacerated kidney? Let's poke and prod you on the side.
Yeah. Lift your shirt up, pull down your pants,
cough into this.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. And I guess, I don't know, had they lost and he was healthy, I guess I would rather have that. But, I'd like to just, say that Tucker is probably equivalent to your sporting Becky on Twitter. Am I correct?
Like, it's just
slightly harassed to a point where you're like, enough, Tucker.
Yeah, okay? it's just like, I don't need any more. I don't want to have to block people, but I will. I mean,
your team is undefeated. You want to pick on, you know, the Colts because they called you out for cheating or whatever. Whatever vendetta you have,
and it's not like they weren't guilty of cheating. They paid a fine. I mean, I don't get why. It's just all Patriots fans. They hate, and you know, it's 22. I watch on Twitter. Patriots fans hate Peyton Manning. They just hate him.
Sure.
If you notice, I follow these, and I get it. I kind of get it. Because there was a rivalry there with the Colts and the Patriots for a while, and then of course who's the best quarterback of the generation?
Oh, I've lived it.
But yeah, but it's funny.
Seen the best of times, I've seen the worst of times.
Hasselbeck or Sorgi?
I'm sticking with Hasselbeck. I'm so excited. So.
You got to go with that. So it's a shame that he's out that long, but you know he is young. Like I said, if you have a good chance getting the playoffs because of the division you're in, mm-hmm. you get him healthy back in the division. But you guys have. Like they were saying, I agreed with what they were saying. That you just don't have a lot of depth. So if people get hurt, you don't have the players to take their spot. And that's the
San Diego Chargers. I mean, that was the story of their season in many ways. I was looking at your wide receivers the other night on Monday Night Football, the game of the week.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, who are these people?
Well, then you had Floyd went out, and I was like, wow, who do we? We had Stevie Johnson, who was a veteran, who at times played like a rookie because he spiked the ball. Even though I was like, "Come on, really? You're going to call that?" But
yeah,
you see it all the time. But it's just it is what it is. But
it got ticky tacky. I mean, I tweeted to you. I was like, "This is yellow flag football."
It is. There was way too many flags on both sides. There was a couple. Long got a penalty, 15-yard penalty for. I don't know. He must have said something that we couldn't hear or see. He wasn't animated. He didn't bump the referee. I'll take the penalty, but I go, I don't see what he did. They've gotten too far with the whole different stuff. But anyway, that's for another story. But I did want to talk about Tlaib getting suspended for only one game for sticking his finger in a guy's eye. But he said it was an accident. He said he wasn't trying to do that.
Yeah, that was some kind of Three Stooges act going on out there. So,
yeah. So that
did,
was.
Did anybody? Did any of the other guys see it or the Tlaib poking? No. Okay.
Then I saw it. He got to spend one game. It seems like all right. Fair deal.
Yeah,
and he appealed it, but it got upheld right away. But
if it would have been like a fumble pile, he would have been good. He wouldn't have no suspension. But
he walks over there and just sticks two fingers in there with his gloves on. At least he had his gloves on, so that's less that's more sanitary than not having his gloves on, would you say? But of all things, that was a stupid play though, because it gave the Colts a first down. Percent. Game over.
Yeah. Yep.
It was just a stupid play on his part.
And do you really think the suspension at this point? I mean, the guy like cost him the game, but.
Let me just say something. I have someone on strike two. If they continue to say this in the chat, it will be strike three, lights out. Just saying it.
You've been warned
ahead of time. I'm not here to start fires. I'm not here to do anything. I think I've been pretty cool about everything, but it is getting to the point where it's strike three time. Life is short. I don't need it. So,
yeah,
just saying.
No more bashing Manning, Ed.
Yeah, yes. Watch it, Ed. Anyway, I haven't started crap with anybody this year. So, going back to the thing, we had I thought I got a kick out of the power rankings on the NFL Network. because they have the Chargers down to 30, which I think might be a little high. But it said it had all it said was, I get no help. 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 On and on and on and on and on. It said Rivers, third grade, or was it Tuesday morning? I thought it was funny. It cracked me up. But but to Rivers' credit, he doesn't bash his teammates. He doesn't throw anyone in the bus. He basically took the blame for it and said, you know, they couldn't win. I did want to talk about Teddy Bridgewater getting cracked in the head. Here's my thing, and I think I've said this before. When a quarterback runs, I don't think they should be allowed to slide to save themselves. If you choose to run, you're just like a running back. You're just like a receiver. It was a dirty hit. I think it was a dirty hit because by today's rules, he hit him in the head. But I think if a quarterback's – I'm not saying this because my quarterback is the slowest, least mobile quarterback in the game today and should never run when he doesn't. But I'm saying it, if the quarterback takes off, he's fair game. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to let one of the other stupid guys talk. Russ has been silent except for coughing.
Like fair game as far as like you can just annihilate him?
No. It's like a running back. He has to be tackled to be brought down or he runs out of bounds. It's like a receiver. He catches a ball. They can't slide, can they?
It's been pretty well established that once the quarterback starts to slide, that you can't hit him.
I get that, but why?
It doesn't seem that hard of a rule.
but why do they get – because sometimes I've seen it where a quarterback kind of looks like he's going to slide, and then he doesn't, runs around the guy. I've seen that.
He, like, busts out of the slip and slide. He's, like, slides for, like, 30 yards, gets off.
I see that less.
Oh, my God, I'm free.
I see that less. I like the rule, I guess, because
I think
it protects them. I mean, you know,
they're a special player, and
why do they get special treatment?
Because we tune in every week to watch the quarterbacks play.
The same reason why
we don't want to watch Jim Sorge and Matt Hasselbeck play. We want to watch Andrew Luck and Aaron Rodgers.
But plus, again, my team has a quarterback that can run, so it doesn't matter.
It's the same thing like goalies in hockey. I mean, they have all these like protective rules. I guess they're the most important position, and that's how it is.
They get paid $10 million a year for a reason.
I also equate it to chess because I always think of like football
and some get paid $10 million a season for no reason.
Ryan Tannehill.
But there's certain players and there's certain positions and moves that game pieces can do on chess, just like players in football. And I think that's one of those that I just kind of accept it. Like, if they start to slide, I just wish my quarterback had slid. Of course, he wouldn't have gotten the first down. But
well, maybe in 5 years when the LA Chargers have a running quarterback, maybe if I'm still rooting for him, I'll feel differently. But I don't know. It just seems like it's. But it was. I thought it was a dirty hit. And Fisher for the Rams has had a history of having players that are dirty, and he's had a hit. It's well known that he condones it. So I'm not saying anything new, but I just thought it was bad. And then let's go to the IR report, because there was a little thing going on our Facebook page going to Andrew Luck that for whatever reason, the Colts didn't list that he had a lacerated kidney before the game started, which probably was 100% not true. But I don't think there should be. I know it's done for the betting and all that stuff, but I don't think there should be an IR, and for fantasy, I don't think there should be an IR report. Why should I tell someone, I got bad ribs? And or, if I'm on the other team, I know someone has bad ribs. I tell you where I'm going to hit him every time, his ribs.
I don't understand why don't they do it like hockey does? You know, hockey is either an upper body injury or lower body injury. They don't ever reveal what the injury is.
I wouldn't want that. If I've got an upper body injury, it's his chest or his ribs, because that's the only place I can hit him. If it's head.
Well,
it's
no,
head.
It can be. Their head could be like their shoulder, arms.
It can't be his head because he can't play.
Well, you could just do what the Patriots do and just list Tom Brady injured every week.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, he's never checked out. He's just injured every week.
Injured every week. Is that a shot at anybody?
I have a solution to your quarterback sliding problem, Jack.
Yeah.
I think what they should do is if you slide, then you're fine. But if you make like you're going to slide and you try to get extra yardage out of it, from that point on, you lose your – you forfeit your chance to slide, and he's open problem, season.
I kind of I like that, but the only problem is you're asking the refs to interpret more than they should be interpreting. They already have too much to – I think that's the problem we're having with the calls is that they're having to do too – whoa, was that a fumble? Was that a this? It's so complicated. I think it's too complicated to call something. It's like we had a rule in the hockey thing where you have to – well, I don't know if he hit it out of bounds on purpose. Either it's a penalty or not. How do I interpret what someone was thinking and what they were doing? He could say, I was going to slide, but I kind of got caught up in this way. And
yeah.
It's kind of like a guy receiving a punt, right? You know, if he gives a sign that he's like, you know,
fair
trying,
catch.
You know, he's going for a fair catch, and then all of a sudden he wants to bust out and
but you
take
can't.
Off, you know.
But you
right. Can't. Well, they changed it so they couldn't.
But once you signal fair catch, everyone pretty much sees that you're waving your hands up. But a slide, you're okay, I'm going to slide. Oh, I don't slide. Then I see the guy coming. Oh, then I do slide, and he gets hit. But he didn't. He faked it at first. I mean, you're going to want this game is so
fast.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I think if you try to fake it, then I think you lose the chance for the rest of the game.
But I say you're asking these guys to interpret something. The game is just too fast. And the players are too fast, and it's just—I don't know. It'd just be one more thing where people get mad about the refs and criticize them.
I thought certain Cowboys.
Well, they're going to do that anyway.
I thought the Cowboys fans would be upset with Ed Hockley. I mean, he had some pretty harsh calls on the Cowboys.
Well, they got some pass interference towards the end of the game. I think that.
Oh, that made up for it.
So, yeah, it's just it is what it is.
Well, I wouldn't want Ed Hockley fans to be too disappointed in their.
But what if you're a Hockley fan and a Cowboys fan?
I think they were probably conflicted in that game.
I think they're just kind of going crazy, you know. But it is. But
they were just rooting for the Chargers to lose.
So, do we want an IR? Because baseball doesn't have an IR injury report list, do they? Where the guy. This pitcher has a sore shoulder tonight. The catcher has a bad elbow. He may not be able to throw you out if you're still second. They don't have that.
As a fantasy football fan, I hate your idea totally. I never want to see your pimp plan put in place.
I think
it's hard enough getting injury news in fantasy football.
I think that it
you
should
want
be
less news.
It should be stricken from the record.
I'm the opposite of you.
Okay, what if it was like this? What if there was basically no official reporting on injuries, and then football spies happened? Like people trying to spy and see who.
Well, maybe dollar checks.
Well, who would do that?
I don't know. Okay, I just want to give one last antidote. I don't know, story, whatever, about the Colts game. So I was watching the Colts game with my daughter, and she's
it's like, why, Daddy? Why?
Why does there have to be a Peyton Manning? No, she's eight, and so we're watching the game, and they keep showing how many yards left until Peyton Manning breaks this, you know,
right.
His all-time throwing record.
Brett
right?
Favre's all-time record.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And she's like, I don't want them to break. I don't want them to let him break the record. And I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, sweetie, there's 3 yards left. Okay. He's going to get it. Don't worry.
You didn't want him to do it in Indianapolis.
I didn't care. I mean, I was kind of, I mean, as a fan, it would be kind of nice if it didn't happen in Indy, but also as a fan of Manning, it's like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
I would have been, I thought I'm not a fan. I'm not a Colts fan, but I thought it'd be cool if he did do it in Indy.
There's something kind of cool about that. My daughter had other feelings about Peyton Manning that day. She She said
she's become bitter Colt fan.
I guess so. She says, I don't want him to get to break this record. And I was like, sweetie, it's okay, you know. And she says, well, I am going to wish to my football fairies that they stop him and that the Colts win this game. And I was like,
hey,
okay.
Can she send me how you get in contact with these football fairies? Because my team is a bit bad.
I think you have to have like the belief of a child behind it, because the very next moment
I could do that.
Very next moment, I'm like, sweetie, really, it's 3 yards. It's okay. He throws that interception. I kid you not. I kid you not. That is the exact moment when that happened, as my daughter says,
to Mike and his IR fantasy thing. Would you be okay if you got a hold of the football fairies and they could give you the information you need to fill your fantasy football team? And we don't have to have the IR thing.
If I can get in touch with the football fairies, I might be able to get like a couple Dolphins wins out of it.
I think the Chargers would need more than fairies. That's all I'm saying.
Wizards, perhaps?
Wizards. I don't know. It's bad. It's bad. It's gotten to the point too where it's almost like the years of Dan Fouts and LaDainian Tomlinson and the Charger, you have every team has great players, and it's like, God, they're going to go their whole career and not win a Super Bowl and not go to a Super Bowl. Dan Fouts never went to a Super Bowl. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, only went to one, and the guy was too good. And now Philip Rivers, you look at him, and he just looked beaten. He just looked like, what do I got to do? And there's even Charger fans saying, well, he's not clutch. I go, he didn't drop the ball. It was a second and 18 or 19, whatever it was, but they were off. Chicago was outside. He threw the ball right to Enum, whatever his name is, and he dropped it. He's the same guy. We were up 13-0 and fumbled it. I go, he can't block, tackle, run, rush, do all this different stuff. And you know, he threw what would have been probably the winning touchdown, but Fluker was thinking that Rivers was going to run. I don't know how many times Fluker's been on the Chargers for 3 seasons now. How many times has River actually run the ball with Fluker's blocking? Not often.
Tom Brady can block, run, and pass at the same time.
Because Tom Brady's a god. Rivers is not a god. But a lot of Chargers, we're starting to feel, it feels the same. The time is running out. It's like, he deserves better. He deserves to, I go, let him go. Let him go. Let him set him free. Let him go. Let him go play for, if Manning retires, let him go to Denver. As hard as that would be for me to see it, let him go to Denver. Let him go to Denver. Let him go to the Jets. Let him go. Let him go to Houston. Let him go.
Jack, I wanted to tell you about this farm up in Canada. It's up north where
does it have football fairies up there? Did they grow?
Yeah, that's where the football fairies are. And that's where all good quarterbacks go, and they all win Super Bowl trophies.
If it's up in Canada, do they have poutine and smoked meat up there?
They have to.
Yeah, that's there too, Russ.
No, because I'll go to that farm.
You kind of broke up there, but I get the gist of it. But no, I just you look at him and it's like, I don't feel bad for myself anymore. It's like I've accepted it, but he just go, God, he's such a competitor. He's having an MVP type season on a team that's terrible. It's almost like Steve Carlton years ago when he won 27 games for the Phillies, but they only won like 54 games the whole year. It's just sad to see someone at his level and his talent. Where the team, it just like every time someone falls down, you go again. It's just terrible. But and then this, what's making it harder this year is they're having the worst year they've had in some time. And this could be the last year a team that I've been rooting for since I was 5, 6, maybe leaves. And like all the fans that you're like going, this is how you're leaving me. This is how you're going to go away. I'm trying not to tear up here, but. You know, like people keep asking me, are you going to be if they move? I go, I don't know yet. And so like the people that bash Rivers, and I get it. You could look at him and he's cocky and I've seen every game the guy's played. I've watched every game for probably since 2000. I've seen every single game. Nobody plays harder and gives more. They might give the same, but nobody does as much puts as much effort into the game this guy does. And I just think it's a shame that he's playing on such a terrible team. Eli Manning, who I bashed for years for not wanting to go to San Diego. I didn't want him anyway. I get it. It's terrible ownership. Terrible ownership. And it's just
terrible weather too.
Terrible weather too. It's, you know, it's I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to I get off that. I wanted to talk about Greg Harding. And again, this is not going to be Cowboy bashing. It's just it's going to be Jerry Jones bashing. I don't know if you guys saw the pictures that were released.
I did not. I avoided that like a plague.
It was hard not to see because I heard they were before he signed. The rumors out, the stories out there, because Russ has probably heard it too, because we're here in North Carolina, so we heard a lot about it. They were pretty bad, and it wasn't the first time he attacked her and beat her and stuff like that. So for Jerry Jones to go on there and say, "Oh, he's family, and believe in second chances," I'm all for some people getting second chances. But this guy's punishment wasn't enough. He didn't get enough of a punishment. The Players Association, for them to go there and say, you know, this guy's 10 games was too much and it got reduced down to 4 was just ridiculous. She says in her statement that this was the time he thought he was going to kill her. So it wasn't a one time thing. It wasn't like they drafted this player or they, you know, it's like, and he came up or he, you know, they took a chance on him as a, they knew he did a bad thing. I mean, a really bad thing. And for them to, if he was the, on a practice squad player or the third string player on a team, no, they wouldn't be, he wouldn't be the family. They wouldn't be giving him a second choice chance. He'd be out in the streets. So I just like say Ray Rice, you know, Russ and I were talking about Ray Rice. Why doesn't Ray Rice get a second chance? I said, because he just doesn't have the talent he had before. He just doesn't, he's just too much. He's too much of a, it's too much baggage there to take on somebody who's going to, you know, he's just not going to perform. Greg Harding's still one of the best at his positions. I mean, he's a great player, but he did a terrible, terrible thing. And I don't think he should have been allowed. He should have had a stiffer sentence. That's all I'm going to say. And for Jerry Jones to say that, that's just saying BS. I wanted to win. And I took a chance. Just be honest. Don't say, oh, he's part of the family. Because if he was a crappy player, that crappy player would be, oh, we don't condone that. We're kicking him to the curb. So I don't blame the fans. I don't blame the Cowboy fans. You're only a fan of your team. You can't support it. But Jerry Jones needs to.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's like, well, put yourself. Okay, Jerry Jones, put yourself into the family of that girl.
Yeah.
Because she's somebody's daughter.
Right.
Okay. And they don't have a multi-million dollar stadium that they can sit in like some kind of emperor.
Right.
Watching a Coliseum game. And I'll say this much. I mean, we drag Mike Vick's name through the dirt, as we should. But, okay, this is another human being as well. Yeah. Like, just as important. You know, and I don't know. It's just... The fact that we tolerate or stand for it is just, and yeah, I'm with you. I don't think the Players Association, at some point, the Players Association just has to say, okay, yeah. You know, a DUI is one thing. Okay, whatever. But this, you know,
drug suspension, something like that.
Right.
Okay. People made mistakes, but it's like Tim just said in the chat, he goes, I think the Hardy thing was even different level than the Ray Rice punch. And I'm not condoning what Ray Rice did. In fact, if you go back and listen to podcasts before the second video even came out, I said his 2-game suspension was a joke. He dragged her out and dropped her like she was just crap, like a pile of crap. But it might have just been a one-time thing. He's done everything he can to apologize. He might have snapped. It's wrong. It's 100% wrong. I'm not defending him. But the Greg Harding thing, she says, this is a time I thought he was going to kill me. It wasn't a one-time thing. And for him to get only 4 games and, you know, he had to sit out the season 4. But what Jerry Jones said, it just ticked me off. I don't need the photos to show me what, I mean, they were pretty graphic and I feel bad for her that her name got released and it's all been out there. But for Jerry Jones to say what he said, it was just, I don't know how he sleeps at night saying what he said. She like said everyone people like, even Michael Vick. Do what?
I said he sleeps in a multi-million dollar house. Yeah,
that's true. Even you know, even the Michael Vick thing, I could never just do what he did to dogs. But I said, okay, he deserves a second. I wouldn't want him on my team, but I said, okay, give him a second chance. He went to jail for it. He sure. did his time. This guy, and he'll do it again. It's something that he's gonna do it again, or he probably maybe has done it again. I don't know, but he was so he didn't talk to the press afterwards, and they said, well, he sped away in his brand new Ferrari. Well, that seems like punishment to me that he has a $13 million contract and a brand new Ferrari. So anyway, just be honest with us. Just say, you know, I don't care. Let's move on. So anyway, that's all I got to say about that. So it wasn't bashing the Cowboys. It was bashing the owner of the Cowboys. Difference. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything?
Russ?
Are you still thinking about your smoked meat sandwiches in Canada and stuff? Did we lose Russ? Russ.
Casey was on a bye, so Russ is on a bye this week.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You just had that frozen look again, okay. So I can't tell you.
Oh, no, I'm just listening to you guys.
And I Mike puts up about Merriman on steroids being – yeah, you know, like I said, I didn't condone it. I didn't condone it. And but it was not.
Yeah, but, you know, I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference of a guy doing something that's, you know, where he's trying to maybe get better so he can get back sooner so he can play versus, you know, loading up his car full of marijuana and driving it across the country.
Wait, what are we talking about again?
You're talking about hamburgers. Ed has a question in the chat. He wants to know, Russ, what kind of cheese on the hamburger?
The best cheese is either blue cheese or Swiss.
Blue cheese.
But you were told you were told by Brian that Swiss cheese is better because blue cheese is terrible for you.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Blue cheese is bad for
you? Yeah, he said Swiss cheese is probably the best cheese because it's got less oil in it.
Less oil in it. Blue cheese, he said, is terrible for you. I figured Swiss cheese was better for you because it has more holes in it, so it's less cheese.
Yes.
That was my theory, but I was wrong.
But you can cut your pieces thicker then because you are getting less cheese. So
that's true. All right.
I was in Harris Teeter the other day, and I was getting
Were you the cheese section?
Yeah, we were. We were sitting there. You know, they always have those samples and stuff, and you know, my kids were eating the samples, and they
said, "Sir, you have to leave." You can't just sit here and eat the samples.
I was standing beside this lady, and I was getting my cheese cut. You know, they always like give you a slice.
Oh,
and they're
hold
like,
on a second. You were in Harris Teeter cutting the cheese?
No. They were cutting it.
Oh, they were cutting the cheese. Okay.
So the lady, she was this, older black lady. She was real cute, you know. She goes, she goes, is that how you want it? And I said, I like my cheese cut thick. And she goes, uh-huh, I know that's right. I was like, I didn't quite know how to answer that one. So I was like,
she put you back in your place.
I was like, just cut me a pound of cheese.
A pound of cheese?
Yeah.
What kind of cheese did you get a pound of?
Munster. That's what the kids like on their lunch, on their sandwiches.
Oh. What is Munster cheese?
It's basically almost like provolone.
Oh, I love provolone cheese.
Yes, it's the same texture except it's square versus round.
I like the round. I like it because it's different.
I like the square because it fits on their bread, and my kids like their crust cut off their bread. So it's when I put the round one on there, it's like I'm cutting cheese off, and I'm like, this is I put the square piece on there, it fits on the bread perfectly, and I'm like, oh, we're good to go.
Tim said you should have got her number.
Definitely not. No, I'm good.
But since we're on the cheese subject, why does American cheese have to be individually wrapped?
Well, that's processed American cheese. You can actually buy American cheese sliced, and it's real American cheese, and it tastes totally different, and it tastes a lot better.
Because maybe I should do that, because like you're cooking hamburgers, and people like Heather, she only eats American cheese. I got my cook take the paper, the plastic off, and it's sticking mm-hmm. to me. It's such a pain. Why can't it just be just there? You yeah. flop, 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 flop.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got off a subject here on cheese.
Wait, no. We're getting back to sandwich talk. This is like Russ's corner, man.
You know, if we had sandwich talk, if we had a food talk show, I guarantee you Russ would be here on time. and he'd have no problem figuring out the invite thing.
Sandwich talk with three stupid guys.
In fact, Russ would be sitting there early. I'm waiting. He'd be texting me. Come on, let's go.
I think we're here with provolone, mozzarella, and cheddar.
What do you have to sample for us today, Russ?
Well, hey, I got this kind of cheese. You know, for that podcast, every week we would have to come in. And like with our own food name, like I would be called Cheddar one week, you know.
Cheddar, that's the name you want to go with.
No, I like Swiss though.
Cheddar. I'm Cheddar, but you can call me Swiss.
All right, if Cheddar's taken, I'm going with Daquan.
Oh wait, I thought we were picking cheeses. I was. You can call me Feta.
I'd go with Colby Jack.
Nice.
Oh.
Well, Matt's fed up with his chat.
we call Mike Monterey Mike.
Monterey Mike. I like that.
So all right. I think we have a sequel.
Anyway, let's get back on top. Let me reel this in. Last week, Matt had the best week. 9 wins, Matt.
Huzzah.
So, and Russ had 7. I had 8. So I broke my streak of 4 straight weeks of 7 wins and went crazy and got 8. And Mike, Mike had 7, right?
I was copying Russ.
So 86 for Mike in first place. Russ in second, 84. Matt, 82, coming up there quick on Russ.
And Jack has
72. Right. And 8 of those losses, I think, are the Chargers.
Yeah.
So if I didn't, I'd be right in if I didn't have the Chargers. Right.
Yeah, at least four in Detroit.
Yeah. So Detroit, the two bottom teams, two of the three bottom teams have cost me a chance.
12.
Yeah. At least 12 wins. So I'd be at least tied with Russ. All right. Let's get to these picks.
But at least your American cheese is wrapped.
Yeah, I don't want wrapped American cheese though. I'm not even a big fan.
Buy in a deli section. That's the best American cheese you'll have.
I'm not even a fan. I don't really. I'll eat American cheese, but it's not like I go, I gotta have American cheese. I'm just not a big American cheese fan. Swiss, provolone, Colby Jack, cheddar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the add Munster to your list.
I'll add Munster to my list. Okay.
Yeah.
I will do that. All right, let's get into these picks. First up, we have the Bills versus the Jets. Rex Ryan returning to New York. Is Fitzpatrick? Do we know if Fitzpatrick is playing? I think he's playing, right?
Yeah, he's playing.
I'm going to go the Jets. Russ.
I'm going to take the Bills.
Who was it for the Jets? I think a safety for the Jets, a cornerback for the Jets said – they asked him about Rex Ryan as a head coach. He said he's a good defensive coordinator. I said, wow, that's pretty harsh. Matt?
I'm picking the Jets. I think they're ready for him. I think they want to prove something.
What are you drawing, Russ? What are you?
Trying to get my pen to write.
he's carving out a tombstone for The Walking Dead.
I think the problem is you have too much cheese in your pen.
I'm shaving some cheese on a grater here.
Mike, you're going with
Yeah, Rex Ryan's up to his old tricks. He named the guy who broke Geno Smith's jaw as a captain for Buffalo. But I don't think that's enough, so I think Jets win here.
Oh.
Yeah, Rex Ryan, that's classic. Next up, we have Russ, the Lions versus the Packers. Packers struggling. Here's the thing. Packers are struggling. Is Aaron Rodgers no longer a great quarterback? I just asked that question because I would put him in the top one or two quarterbacks in the league, but they're struggling. So do I have him set too high, or is it a team sport? Just curious.
Anybody? I think it's both sides. I mean, I think the offense is just not clicking and the defense hasn't been there to bail him out.
But is it Aaron Rodgers? He's just an average quarterback.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying because if a quarterback doesn't win, it's all him. So
he's just, I don't know. I guess he has been a little off. I mean that interception that he threw at the end of that
end of the game.
Yeah. That was, that made me happy because Jack and I, we both picked the Carolina Panthers.
Yes. So, I thought because I was driving home and stopped at Jersey Mike's, got a number 9 club that has Swiss cheese and provolone on it, and bacon. Got to have bacon. And oh, I said, "Oh, Panthers are big."
I guess he has been a little off.
But are you watching our video?
Who is that? Is that you, Russ?
That's,
is that Mike? I think it's Mike by Mike's look.
My bad.
Mike has that guilty look. Anyway, you're going to go.
I'm sending out the link. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Are you going with the Lions or Packers?
Russ?
Green Bay?
Green Bay.
Okay. I thought I said Green Bay earlier when we first said it, but Green Bay.
Nope. Nobody was listening.
Green Bay. I think the cheese heads. Cheese heads for me.
There we go. Cheese heads. We should get a lot of Wisconsin fans after this talk. Let me just stop short. Is anyone picking the Lions?
Yeah, quick note. Green Bay is favored by 11 points here.
11 points.
And maybe we should pick the spread.
Oh.
I would love to do that every time, but Jack, I think that's too much work.
Well, since you're since you're doing it now, you tally all the things. I just go away what you say.
Picking the spread is kind of like unwrapping the cheese while you're trying to cook out. So,
well, if you guys want to do the spread, I don't, because Mike does it. It's up to you, Mike.
Definitely, I want to do it.
All right, so all right.
I think we should have a rule. If the spread is If the spread is over 10, then we always have to pick the spread then instead of picking the team.
What kind of spread are we putting on our cheese? That's
mozzarella.
Oh, mozzarella. Oh, mozzarella is another good cheese. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Love mozzarella.
Yeah. Mm. I like to buy it in the big cube thing, the round thing. It's,
yes.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
And you shave it off with a knife. You just sit there.
What's that bread they have in Italian places? A bruschetta. You get the
bruschetta.
You get the tomatoes. You put the mozzarella cheese on it. Oh my!
Oh yeah.
Or like you put some. Do you glaze it with like a little bit of olive oil and some oregano?
Yes. And then you put a little basil leaf right there with the tomato.
Yep.
That's the best.
It's a gift from God. It's so good. Mike, you ever had that?
I'm hungry.
Summertime treat.
Mike, you ever had that?
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Because you weren't drooling, Monterey Mike.
You weren't drooling like the rest of us. The rest of us are like going, we should do this podcast. We should take this podcast on the road to Wisconsin and just talk cheese. Well, you know what? Yeah. I forgot. Next to California, they're the second best cheese because California has the best cheese. So,
take that. Take that, Wisconsiners.
See?
We still have that. Is that San Diego, California, or San Francisco, California?
All of California.
It's probably the dairy area of California. It's probably the
dairy area.
It's probably the farm area of California, the middle of the state.
Wait, Ed has a question for Russ. He wants to make sure that Russ has pants on when he's talking about food.
Well, we can only see him from the waist up, so I don't know.
We cannot guarantee that any of us have actually our pants on. So that's
true. And you're talking about food talk on Sports Talk with Three Stupid. I can just see the reviews now. Just get off topic way too much. Consider me unsubscribed.
I'm just wondering how many people are actually going to actually go out and eat cheese, like either during this podcast or right after they listen to it.
I think if I was listening to this, I'd have to put the show on pause and go get me some. I'd have to go to the store and buy some cheese.
Cut off the crust.
Get some crackers and get some cheese. Or get the bruschetta. Go make the bruschetta. It's
a must.
It's excellent.
It's actually a really good summer treat. I think, you know, now that we're into fall, you know, maybe not so much, but still, it's delicious.
It's fairly healthy too, right? Because you got the tomato.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the rest of the stuff is healthy, but you got the tomato. You have to get the the mozzarella. It's you buy it. It's good. Anyway,
okay.
I'm getting hot here. I need to.
So
shower.
Green Bay, they're
quick note. Tim Judge says cheese country in California smells like ass. So just so you guys know.
Well, it's probably true. It's probably around Bakersfield. Well, Bakersfield, because someone asked me what about Baker? Was it you, Russ? Someone was asking me about Bakersfield this week, and I go, it smells like crap. And I'm not. I apologize, to people in Bakersfield. It's a farming thing. I have a lot of cows, and when you walk out, it smells like manure.
Wait, so how does it compare to a Charger Stadium, though?
Charger Stadium's is worse. Charger Stadium's one big Andy Gump urinal thing. It's just a giant. I think that's where they dump the you know those green urinals you see with a little shamrock on it. That's where they dump the waste right on the stadium.
The thing with California crap country is you can drive through it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're at the Charger Stadium, you're pretty much there until the game's over.
You're stuck there.
And you want to enjoy it, but you're not.
Because I used to think people were just standing because they couldn't see the game. They're standing because they can't sit in the chairs because, of what's in it. So,
Russ, Ed has a request for you. He wants to watch you cheese whiz out of a can to your mouth.
But maybe we can make that happen in Walking Dead.
Well, you know what?
It's like a Walking Dead essential.
If we get up to 18, oh, I forgot all about the Patreon thing. If we get up to 1800 and the Patreon thing,
you can see
Russ will squeeze Cheese Whiz into his mouth. If you'd like to support this podcast and every several great podcasts we have out there, you can go to Patreon.com/JayandJack and help the guys and help everyone and the ladies, everyone who's involved in here putting out quality podcasts.
That's patreon.com/JayandJack.
Yeah, so it's not an IR list, but they stay the podcasts stay on topics, and it's great. You can help us out. If you can't help us out, but they're all free. But if you can help us out and make these quality podcasts, you know,
you'll keep us loaded with cheese for a long time,
right?
Yes. sweet cheddar. That's what we love.
That's what we're doing at $1,800. Russ will squeeze Cheese Whiz into his mouth.
Wait, $1,800 for that?
No, we have to get to the $1,800 level for that.
It's not everybody that's paying $1,800.
No. It's just one person. It's just combined. One person.
If you get $18 for that, I would be amazed.
Okay.
We're moving on up now, so it's the whole total of everybody combined per month. It's like, that we've got to 500. It's the Serenity podcast, what we haven't done yet, but we will. 1,000 is the live podcast with the Married Man Show. 1,500, I forget, we promised. We just talked about it today, and I can't remember what it was. You have to listen to the Married Man podcast for that. But anyway, did I talk about my Jimmy Kimmel thing yet?
No, you haven't mentioned Jimmy Kimmel. I've been thinking about this all week.
Jimmy, I came up with a crappy hashtag for now, but every Tuesday I'm going to text Jimmy, tweet Jimmy Kimmel until he agrees to come on the podcast. If you see it, if you could retweet it, if you're on Twitter, you could retweet it. We can get Jimmy Kimmel on the. I'm doing it until he tells me until I get orders that I have to stop, or until we run out of cheese. But the hashtag I came up with hashtag still talking lost because I didn't have a lot of space left. Jay didn't like it; thought it was stupid. But he wanted something with like 80 characters. I said I only have 140 on Twitter. It won't work. So if you see if you see the tweet on Jay and Jack, I think I tweeted on the Married Man and my personal one, Crackpot Jack. If you go on there and just retweet it, we'll bug Jimmy Kimmel till he agrees to talk to the Lost fans. We still want to talk about Lost. He says he talks about Lost once a week. So I'm not calling him out.
And he can. But we're just calling him onto a podcast, right?
Yeah. If he can, if he wants to come on here and talk about cheese, that's all.
And anyway, everybody knows.
I just got on Twitter.
Well, following Jack's lead, I've started my own movement. I'm trying to hook up with Olivia Munn.
Okay.
So if everybody could repeat Olivia Munn to hook up with MC954, we'll do this every week until she hooks up with me.
Okay.
I got my hopes up high.
Russ, do you have any person you're tweeting this week?
Dude, I don't even.
I don't even know what the tweeter is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just got on Twitter myself, and I just went to Jack Latfelter and found the Twitter, and I tweeted it out to all my followers. So
why don't Mike? Why don't we work on getting Jimmy Kimmel on the podcast first, and then if we can accomplish that, then I think we can set our sights on Olivia Munn going out with you because she is going out with Aaron Rodgers, right? So this is football related.
You just moved on from the Warriors guy. I thought that was last year we were trying to get the Warriors guy on the show.
I've given up because I don't even know if he has a Twitter account. I mean,
attention to. So we were aiming low last year. Now you're just shooting for the moon.
Because they had an article.
Who are you saying shooting for the moon, Olivia? I'm getting a delayed date with Miss Olivia Munn. What?
I don't think Aaron Rodgers would be. I think you might have a chance because Aaron Rodgers is a terrible quarterback now. So there's that. But I think if you could. I'll still try and get the Warriors, but there was an article about the movie The Warriors, and this guy wasn't even involved in it. They didn't.
Wow.
They
didn't know
a lot of the actors. I go, where's he at? Did he die? I don't know if he died or not. So anyway, so there's a 11-point spread on this game. We're only two games into this, you know that, and we've only been talking for like an hour.
Whew. It's a good thing, Gabe. So we don't talk anymore.
And we still have the 5-minute Walking Dead podcast we'll talk about after this.
So we all picked Green Bay. Let's do the spread on it.
Okay.
It's negative 11, or they're giving
They're giving 11 points and Olivia Munn.
Yeah, so they're starting out 11-0, right?
Yes.
Yep. So what say you? Wait, do I start? No. I guess I do. I guess we.
I'll start it out. I'll take Green Bay with the spread.
So you're taking the minus 11.
Yeah, I'm saying they're going to win by 12 or more.
Well, I'll be different. I'll take the plus 11. So I'm taking the Lions.
Nice.
I'm going to lose, but I'm taking the Lions.
Well,
I'm taking Green Bay to win, but I'm taking the plus 11 for the Lions.
Rawr.
Because now I'm kind of rooting for the Chargers to get the better draft choice. But if the Chargers move, do I really want them to get the better draft choice? That's where I'm stuck right now, too.
That's your own purgatory. Mike, who are you taking?
Well, I got to go with the guy in last place. I got to go with Detroit here.
Oh, okay. I guess we're splitting this because I'm going Green Bay on this. Wow. Russ? I'm on your
side.
Me
and you, Mike.
No, I'm Matt.
No, Matt. I knew the game. Well, I knew your name started with an M.
All right.
All right. Next up is it's Matt. Cowboys versus Tampa Bay.
Hey, we've got Mozzarella Matt and Monterey Mike.
No, I'm Feta.
Perfect.
Feta Matt.
you don't look very Feta to me.
Okay, it's now 11:27. Any chance we can get this podcast done by 11:40?
Pretty
Hell
good.
No.
No.
This is easy. I'm picking Tampa Bay.
You know, the Cowboys, you know, they look pretty good against the Eagles. Matt Castle. When's Romo coming back?
They did.
A couple weeks.
They did, but I think Tampa Bay is pretty deceptive.
So next week.
Because right. Tampa Bay just hung one on the Saints there over the weekend, right? Yeah. So
No, was it Tampa Bay? Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, I have my notes here somewhere. That was Tennessee. What am I thinking?
Tennessee lost the Tampa Bay lost the Giants.
And Eli Manning.
Tampa Bay was on a bye, which gives them even more of a
They lost the Giants.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm picking the Cowboys then.
All right. So
scratch that, Cowboys.
So that's like the Cowboys.
That's like, please move on. Please move on to this person.
I can't wait to talk about The Walking Dead and that exciting episode. Spoiler alert. Monterey Mike.
Yeah, Monterey Mike's I think Winston's looked a little better recently. He hasn't turned over the ball, and I think they don't have Matt Castle starting as quarterback, so I'm going to go with Tampa Bay here.
I just feel like I was denied.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tampa Bay because it's at home. If Romo was playing, I would pick – it would be an easy game to pick, but you never know what you can get with Matt Castle, even though he did look pretty good against the Eagles. I'm going to go Tampa Bay.
And I'm going to pick what Monterey Mike picked. I'm not going with mozzarella. I'm going with Monterey.
Okay. Next up is Monterey Mike. It's Carolina versus Tennessee, the undefeated Carolina Panthers.
All right. I keep trying to deny how good Carolina is every week, but I have to just join the bandwagon. Carolina for the win here.
They're going to slip up at one point. This can't be a team that goes 16-0, right?
No.
I mean, they just have enough. I'm just saying.
I think Cam Newton's head will explode before that happens. I didn't mean his head. I think his ego. Sorry. I watched that game. It's a good game. Got a little annoyed with a row.
It is annoying. Try being there at the game. It's really frustrating. I'm going with Carolina also. Russ?
Panthers.
Sweep it.
Carolina?
Yep.
Just kidding. I'm up next. Chicago versus the Rams. Jay Cutler led Chicago. Jay Cutler looked great going against that defense. It put no pressure on him Monday night. But did you see Jay Cutler and Rivers have a nice little conversation at the end of the game? Do you guys see that?
No, I didn't see that.
It was sweet. It was like the hatchet had been buried. They came out, you know, they shook hands, gave a little, you know, tap on the chest and said, "Hey, good luck." And it was nice. It warmed my heart. And I said, you know what? I don't hate Jay Cutler as much anymore than they used to.
You know what the conversation was though, right?
What?
Rivers told him, "All these years, I thought you sucked, and I realize you don't have an offensive line, so now I understand."
Well, but Cutler used to throw his offensive line under the bus, though, didn't he? Maybe he's matured.
I'm sure Rivers wants to throw his offensive line under something else too.
Well, he's been driving the bus, but no. Rivers says he blames himself. I'm going to take. I just don't think Chicago's that good. The Rams signed Wes Welker today. Yeah, I don't know if that helps him. I'm gonna go. I don't think he should be playing. All the concussions he's had.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Nope. No.
No. That's right. He never won a Super Bowl. He's not gonna win one with the Rams.
So. Oh, was he in a bunch of those that the Patriots lost?
Right. He was in the Giants.
He joined Randy Moss joined when they had the explosive offense.
Oh, yeah, the explosive Giants. Offense, the implant. Right. Yeah.
And then the last year he was on Denver.
Oh, yeah, that one. Mm-hmm.
Boy. So it just get to a point. It's like, why are you still playing? It's your brain, but he's competitive. He wants to play. I'm going to go the Rams because it's at home. Russ?
Does spread on this one.
St. Louis is good.
St. Louis by 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take St. Louis.
All right. Matt?
I was really hoping that Russ didn't know the numbers. I'm taking St. Louis on this.
And Monterey Mike.
Sweep, 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 sweep.
You should get some t-shirts made, Monterey Mike. I like that.
The worst name ever invented.
The worst name? Okay. Let's see. You have New Orleans versus Washington, and Russ, you're on the clock.
New Orleans.
Matt?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's the Saints. They lost, though. Saints.
Monterey Mike. Damn it. Actually, you know what? We can call you and Matt, the M&M boys.
I don't think anybody needs to call anybody boys.
Mozzarella. Wait, that's from the, it's from Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
What? The M&M Roger, boys?
Roger Maris and Mantle, the M&M boys. When they had that year, they were both going for Babe Ruth's record. They called them the M&M boys. So we got Monterey Mike and Mozzarella Matt, the M&M boys.
One of the M&M boys going for New Orleans. And one of them is going for Washington.
Okay.
Because I think New Orleans defense has been so shaky last month. I'm going to go with Washington here at home.
I'm going to go Washington because I loved when New Orleans was starting to struggle at the end of the game and they gave up a big – Sean Payton's look at what's the Ryan's – what's that Ryan's name?
Rob Ryan.
His look at Rob Ryan was classic. It's like, I could kill you right now if I get away with it. I would do it. I would, you know what? I wouldn't kill you. I'd break into your house and steal all your cheese. You look at Rob Ryan, I think he has a lot of cheese. So I'm going to go with Washington because I think New Orleans defense is just terrible.
Take the electronics, but not the cheese.
Exactly. Leave the cheese, please. Matt, you're up with Miami versus Philly. And we have 5 minutes to finish this podcast.
Give me a Philly steak with some cheese.
There you go. And Mike, you're going with your home team, Miami?
Oh, no doubt. Philly. No doubt Miami loses here. Okay. Yeah, I'm going with Philadelphia.
Have they stopped building the statue for the coach?
Yeah, they canceled that midway through. They stopped the legs. They're like, yeah, let's wait till we hire a coach next in the offseason.
I'm watching him walk off the field last week, and he had security around him. Has he reached that level where he needs security running off the field? I mean, most people would – he's running off the field. Most people wouldn't even know he's the coach. Am I right? They probably just think he's like the maintenance guy. I was like, why does he have – it's like I got used to like Bear Bryant. Some of these coaches like Bill Belichick and stuff like that, they're name coaches. They're visible. People would know him. If this guy could be sitting in the studio right now, I would know who he is. Why does he need security? Who wants to kill him?
I don't know, but you were the one that said we had 5 minutes left.
I know. I apologize. It's clean sweep for Philly. next up is Mike. It's the Browns versus the Eagles. The Browns. The Cleveland Browns. Is there a brown cheese?
I don't know, but I'm going Pittsburgh here.
You're doing what?
I'm going Pittsburgh here. I don't know about cheese.
Monster. Does have a brownish orange cover on it.
Oh, why did I write the Browns, Eagles, and the Browns, Pittsburgh?
I said Monday.
That was stupid. That's why you're saying. Okay, I'm sorry. It's Browns versus Pittsburgh. Will Roethlisberger play? He says he's going to try.
Philadelphia, right?
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. And we're going.
Jack skipped over you. He just assumed that you were picking Philly.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't even pick, but I'm taking Philly, so. I just wanted to say it for the record.
I said clean sweep.
Matt had me at the Philly cheesesteak.
So Brown.
I was leaning the other way, but as soon as he said cheesesteak, I was like, okay, I'm there.
All right, we have 3 minutes, and I'm not going to be blamed for this last minute of delay here. Browns, Pittsburgh, and Matt.
Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
To speed this up, anybody picking the Browns? Okay, there we go. Next up is me. It's the Jags versus Baltimore. Jags are just terrible on the road. I got to go Baltimore. Be more.
Is that a spread over 10?
No, it's 5.5. Five and a half. I'll take Baltimore. You can sweep that.
Sweep it, clean sweep. Next up is Russ, the Vikings, who look really good against. Huh? Oh, did you pick Mike?
Russ a chance to answer.
Who?
Russ.
Russ, he's up next.
He was asking what the spread was. He's like, Russ is like, what's the spread? And like, clean sweep.
Clean. Okay, Russ, what are you going? You going with Jags or Baltimore?
I heard 5.5. So I took B-more.
B-more. Okay. All right. Can we move on? Is everybody good? Russ.
Sorry about that.
Vikings versus Oakland.
This one I do want to know what the spread is.
Oakland is -3. So Oakland -3.
I'll take Minnesota. Oakland.
Oh.
I'll take Minnesota.
The soda machine. I don't want to pick Oakland. I really don't. I like Minnesota. I like rooting for them. But Oakland's at home. I'm taking them. Okay. They could have beat Pittsburgh for some reason.
I like Matt because I was writing Minnesota because he kept saying I don't want to pick Oakland, so of course he switches to Oakland. Mike, you're going with
the Raiders.
Oakland Raiders.
I'm picking dirty.
I'm picking Oakland, which kills me, but I gotta admit they got a good young team, and Derek Carr's doing it. His stats is almost identical to Aaron Rodgers. So there you go. Next up is the Patriots versus the Giants. Should the Giants say, hey, this is a Super Bowl game? And then they win the game. I don't know.
I think they'll probably lose it.
Matt, you're up first.
I'm taking New England.
Well, it's not your turn. But I'll write that down.
I don't care. I'm just saying New England.
Yeah, I'm taking New England.
I think we're sweeping this one.
New England's favored by 7.
I predict a sweep.
Mike?
Sweep.
Okay. Next up is Mike. Kansas City versus Denver, a divisional rival game. Kansas City's coming back. Manning looked a little shaky.
There's blood in
defense,
the water.
Tlaib is out. So, Russ, are you going to pick? Well, that's not you. Mike, who are you picking?
Yeah, Denver got the loss out of the way, so I think they'll just continue winning on with their amazing defense they have.
So we're going Denver. I'm going also Denver. Russ, going to take the home team? Going to take a chance?
I am. I'm going to take Kansas City.
Okay. They're not the home team.
No, it's his home team. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, well, I'm taking Denver, so I don't know why my voice just cracked.
Taking Denver. You know, you're getting that age where
you're nervous.
Your voice changes.
Yeah, I'm high voice, Mike.
You need to eat some cheese. It'll
mellow
me out. If you eat some cheese, it'll take care of that.
I'd rather be called Munster Matt, honestly. That sounds like Munster.
I did the Munster Matt. I did the Matt. We did the Munster Matt. It was a graveyard smash. All right, so you're no longer mozzarella, you're Munster Matt.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll catch on with Russ.
Russ doesn't care. All right, next up is it? I think it's me. It's the Cards versus Seattle. I'm taking the Cards. I think the Cardinals win this game. Russ?
I'll take
Seattle's favored by 3.
4. Yeah, I'll take Seattle.
Okay, Matt, you're going with?
Going out on a limb. I'm picking the Cards.
Well, that limb's going to break because we're both out there.
Yeah.
So,
and we're both in last place. This is how it happens.
And Mike?
Yeah, Seattle is pretty dominant at home, so I'm going to go to Seattle here.
Coward. Russ, you're finishing it up. We got the Monday night game, the Texans versus the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals.
This is in your realm. This is in your spread realm here, Russ.
I'll take the Bengals.
How many undefeated teams we have left?
Bengals, Patriots, and Panthers.
Panthers. Wow. Any one of those
teams?
Any of those teams have a chance to go undefeated all year?
I guess the Patriots. So.
All right. Okay.
I just can't. I don't know. I haven't looked at all of their games, but
we have a Russ Chiefs one with Denver. We have a Russ Chiefs fed. Cincinnati's favored by 10.5.
10.5.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This is that.
Are we sweeping Cincinnati winning the game?
Everybody.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. So we're doing the spread thing. So 10.5. You think Cincinnati's got it by?
I'm taking the points. I'm taking the 10.5.
I say I'll start it off since he covers. I say since he covers.
Okay. Matt?
Yeah, I'm taking I'm taking Cincinnati on that.
Okay. And Monterey Mike.
I'm like, nobody stops Brian Hoyer on the road, so I'm going Houston here.
No, Houston. Okay.
I'm taking Houston the 10.5 just because Dalton has to play beat Dalton at least once this season. So I'm taking the 10.5 points. It's Monday night. J.J. Watt will not be embarrassed on Monday Night Football. All right, that's our show for today. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us in the chat and talk. We apologize for the cheese talk, but sometimes we just get off topic. It can't be helped. We'd like to thank a couple of special patrons. We got Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfilter. Thanks for helping us out. Thanks for supporting us. If you'd like to help us out, anyone else can go to Patreon.com/JayandJack and do what you can. But anyway, just keep listening. If you want to help us, go to again, you can go to iTunes and go under Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys and give us a 5-star review. Also, you go to the cooking section. I think you can still find us there. And give us a 5-star review there too. But this is just what we do. We get off topic. We have fun. We take it loose and light. We're not like John Clayton.
Yeah. John Clayton.
So thinks he knows more than anybody else in football. Little weasel. We had to talk about him, but
yeah.
And you can come here. If you watch us live, you can see Mike taking a sip of his beer every now and then.
Or you can. You can see me do my, my dance that I like to do, or the fact that I'm rocking the kid tiger headphones tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how the U.S. has like the deck of cards, you know, the most wanted, like Ace of Spades and all that. John Clayton is our Ace of Spades, most wanted.
Wow. He is our Ace of Spades. Who's our King of Spades?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, it would probably be Jimmy Kimmel.
We don't want to kill anyone. If you're out there listening, we're just joking about John Clayton. Don't do anything harm to him. It's a joke. We do that from time to time. We have fun, loose, relax, and loose.
But seriously though, Clayton, come at me, man. Come on.
Come on the show, Clayton, and defend yourself.
You and your Steelers love.
Hey Jack, that reminded me of Christmas Vacation. You know you're gonna have somebody out there pull up in an RV and drag them out all wrapped up and put them on your doorstep.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. I don't want to have to power wash my doorstep. No. Please don't do that. I don't want to see harm to anybody. So please don't do that. I mean, we're just joking. We're just joking here because again, that's what we do. So we're going to take a five. That's it. That's the show for today. So I forgot we're still recording. Join us next week when we'll talk about cupcakes or something. There's got to be something out there we can talk about. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye, guys.